Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tes Zayin Mebeis by the two dots. Just two ha'aris. Number one, again, this week's shiurim are sponsored by David and Sarah Eisen in honor of their 18th wedding anniversary. We wish them tremendous mazel tov and many years of bracha and simcha and hatzlacha with their family. Number one. Number two, the parsha shiur hopefully will be tonight. Bezrat Hashem, so hopefully it will be uploaded late tonight or early tomorrow morning. So we are on Tes Zayin Mebeis, two dots. Hakol shochtin ul olam shochtin. So the Braisa said earlier that anyone could shecht hakol shochtin ul olam shochtin, and not the Braisa, the Mishnah. The Mishnah on yesterday's daf has vavim abeis. It started off by saying you could shecht with certain types of kalim that are sharp, and you're allowed to shecht then hakol shochtin, which is a repeat from the first Mishnah. Ul olam shochtin u bakol shochtin. Three phrases: hakol, la olam, and bakol. So what is each of those phrases coming to teach me? Hakol shochtin, hakol b'shchita. Hakol shochtin means everything requires shchita, va'afilu of, even of. Even though it's not mafurish in the Torah, shchita's of, shchita is about bakar in the Torah, but we learn out that it's a dinta araisa, even of requires shchita. This is in contrast to fish. Fish do not need shchita, the Gemara says elsewhere, we'll get to, asifasan zuhi shchitasan, just gathering them up. Is there shechita? We'll get to that in a little bit later, hopefully. Are there other items that could function as a type of shechita that is not really shechita? But that is that's the discussion by fish. But that's a contrast to oaf. Here, oaf is included. Oaf requires shechita de oraisa. La olam shochtin. What about la olam shochtin? The next phrase. What is that coming to include? You always have to shecht. As if to say there was a time when you didn't have to shecht. So Mantana, who is that? According to Amar Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel, it is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and this Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Why? What does he say? Titania, the Braisa says machlokes. Right now, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are going to have a machlokes. How do I understand Pashup Shot? In the pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, the pasuk says, "Ki yarchav Hashem elkechas gevolcha, kasher diber lach." When Hashem expands your borders, that He has spoken to you via Marta, ochla basar, and He says to you, and you will say, "Ochla basar, we want to eat meat." I'll read you the pasukim, Perak Yud Beis, pasuk Chaf in Parshas Re'eh. Ki yarchav Hashem elkechas gevolcha. Kasher diberla, when Hashem expands your borders, via Marta ochla basar, and you will say, "I want to eat meat." Ki ta'aven nafshecha lechol basar, because you have a desire to eat meat. Bechol avath nafshecha tocha basar, whatever you desire, eat meat. As if the phrase is repeated. Unclear exactly what that pasuk is coming to teach me. Right, when Hashem expands your borders and you want to eat meat, you'll eat meat. What is that teaching me? So that's why it's a machlokas. And then the next pasuk, ki yirchak mimcha hamakom asher yifkar Hashem elokecha l'shem shmo sham, when it's too far for you to go to the place that God chooses, v'zavachta mibukarcho mitzoncha asher nasan Hashem elokecha kasher tzivizicha, then you will do shechita like Hashem commanded you, v'yachalta b'sharecha b'chol avas nafshecha, and you will eat in your gates whatever you want. Again, it's not 100% clear what these psukim are teaching me. Right, that when He expands your borders, you'll eat meat. When it's too far from you, you'll shecht animals like Hashem gave you, and you'll eat it in your gates. And finally, ach kasher yeachel es hatzvi ve'es ha'ayol ken tochlanu. Just like you eat the chayos, the tzvi and the ayol, so too you shall eat these hatame v'atahar yachlav yochlanu. Those are the psukim, and then it goes to not eating the dam and other mitzvahs. But that's the machlokas. What are these three psukim referring to? So let's see. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lo b'hakasuv el lahatur lahem basar taiva. The pasuk is coming to teach me that once we went into Eretz Yisrael, we were allowed to eat meat that was not carbon. It's a basar taiva, basar, meat that I want to eat just because I desire it, but not because I bring it as a carbon. She b'tchila nasar lahem basar taiva. All 40 years in the Midbar, there was no such thing as an animal shechted for my own ratzon. Everything had to be a carbon, says Rabbi Yishmael. Remember, they weren't so far from the Mishkan, right? They were all around the Mishkan, and it wasn't that difficult for them. It wasn't difficult at all for them to bring a shlamim. So they had to give some of it to the Kohen. That was the downside. Okay, that's what the downside. They had to give the chazay and the shok away. And if it had been chulin, they could eat them. No, but it's not true, because the chulin, they also have to give the sroel l'chaim and the keva. Right, so either way, they had to give something to the Kohen. But that was the halacha, that everything had to be carbon. Mishenichnusu la'aretz, once they went into Eretz Yisrael, hutalam basar taiva, then they were allowed to have carbon, non-meat carbonos. And that's what the pasuk means. When you go in, you can eat. V'yachshav shegalu, and now, once galus kicks in, once they leave, yachol yachzur isur on arishon, you might have thought that it goes back to stage one. There's stage one in history, stage two, and maybe stage one, stage three goes back to stage one. So l'kashaninu la'olam shochtin. That's why it says la'olam. You always can shecht. What is that teaching me? Even after you go to galus, you're still allowed to have basar taiva. It does not go back to the original state. Number one, that's Rabbi Yishmael, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to by La'olam Shochtin. Maskeflar Rav Yosef. Gemara asked two kashas. Rav Yosef asked, one second. Hi, La'olam Shochtin. La'olam Shochtin va'ochlin mi'boilei. We should say, the Mishnah should have said, not only you always have to shecht. You always had a shecht, but you always allowed to shecht and eat. That's the chiddush that the Mishnah should have said. If our interpretation is correct. Va'od me'ikara ma'itayma itzar. Originally, let's think about the Svara. The Gemara is suggesting that it's going to go back li'isuran. What was the whole reason for the Isur originally? Me'ikara, my time itzar mishum tahavi makarvi l'mishkan, because I just alluded to, the Mishkan was so close. The Mishkan's right there, you're going to shecht an animal, not for a karmon. It's like a slap in the face. You might as well just bring it. So because the Mishkan was so close, it was usher for us to have an animal, and that was not a carbon. Ulabasof, my time ishtaru. And why, once we went into Eretz Yisrael, was it now allowed to have non-carbonos? Tavi murachki mimishkan, because now they are further from the Mishkan. So let's think about it. V'kol shekein ashta, tachtikulu tvei. So now, what's the svara? The svara is that we should go back to the original stage. That's not going to work. Why? Because the whole svara doesn't make sense. The whole svara is that, oh, originally it was us because we were so close, but now in Galus we're much further. Right? We don't even have a base of Migdash. So therefore, of course, that svara, it doesn't make sense to say that, oh, once we go back, it's not a geographical point. That per se, you're out of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, one can go back to the earlier stage and say that animals that are not carbonos are going to be usher. No, it doesn't make sense. Now we're even further, so therefore we should say that there's no base of Mikdash, and we should say we're further away, so of course it should be mutter. So that is why the Gemara says, I don't like the suggestion that Rabbi Yishmael is the author of our Mishnah. Tosfos has an important point. Tosfos on top. Tosfos talks about a Girsos issue, but it's an important point. We know there's a Machlokes elsewhere, Megillah Daf Yud, and Maseches Shavuos in the first parak, about Kedusha. We spoke about it earlier, I think, in Chulin also, at one point. Kedusha Rishon, a Kishel L'Shaita, a Kishel L'Asalavo, or a Lo Kishel L'Asalavo. Once Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, is the Kedusha eternal or not? And we mentioned Tosfos and the Rambam are both Machalik between the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which is eternal, because that's based on the Shechina, and the Shechina is not Batel, right? The Rambam in Hilchos is based on Bechira, and the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, which was Batel, right? So that's an issue. So Tosfos discusses, L'svarim t'garsi be'eluhein alokin, l'olam lo kitchelasilavo. If you say the Kedusha was not eternal, so then one minute, if the Kedusha wasn't eternal, then Bamos become Mutter. If Bamos become Mutter, so that it is Niskariv Tfei. What does the Gemara say? How can you suggest that it's going to become Asur again? It's even further than originally, because we had a base of Mikdash, now we don't have. But now, says Tosfos, if you say Loki Shalasalavo, so now you can build a bum in your backyard. If you can build a bum in your backyard, then it is Niskariv Tfei, and we should say you can't bring any animal, you can't shecht an animal, that's not a carbon. So Imkein Rabbi Yishmael, Hutra Bamos, Vikasha, to Imkein, Mike Amar Hachal Rabbi Shmuel Darchikulu Tvei Adaraba Akrivulu Tvei. No answer given. Tosfos just asked that kasha. According to the Manda Amar of Lo Kishalasalavo, it should be just the opposite. That it's this Karev Tvei. Tosfos not give an answer, but the Achronim give two answers. Number one, the Tiferes Yaakov, one of the Achronim on Chulin, says maybe we're talking about Chutz Laretz, and the Gemara seems to say at the end of Menachos that there's no Bamas in Chutz Laretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, number one, even if you say Lo Kishalasalavo, it's limited. Number two, the Chassam Sofer points out, we discussed this in the past, Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Yud, in that sugya, quotes a daya that says, even according to the opinion of Lo Kishalasalavo, Bamos stay aser. Lo Kishalasalavo is regarding the Kedusha of other parts of Eretz Yisrael, Trumas and Maisris and Mifsat Tzulis Ba'aretz, but the Isser Bamos is forever aser. Once Bnei Yisrael went in, so that is not, for some reason, you got to talk about the Lamdus, that's not directly connected to the Kedusha. That means once we had a Beis HaMikdash, then Bamos are forever Nasar, even if the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was not everlasting. Yeah, that's an important, the Chalam Sofer says, just that maybe this Gemara is going, this Gemara is a proof to that day in Tosos. Again, Megillah, Daf Yodama Beis. Okay, so the Gemara, back to the questions. The Gemara says, who is the Mishnah like? The Mishnah says the phrase, La'olam Shochten. You always have to do Shechita. So the first suggestion was, that's like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael who says that you have to do Shechita even after you go to Galus. So we said, that's a Davar Pashat. So the Gemara says, okay, El Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Akiva hi. Maybe it's like the Shechita of Rabbi Akiva. Titania who holds a different way of reading Pashat Pshat and the Pesukim. Again, they're very unclear Pesukim, and therefore, there's a Machlokas. How do you understand them? The Pasuk says again, Ki Yerchak Mimcha Makom. Right, this was the next Pasuk. We just read these Pesukim. This was the following Pasuk after Ki Yarchiv. Ki Yerchak Mimcha Makom, Ashi Yivcha Hashem Alkecha, Vosub Shabo Sham. When Hashem, when you're far away from the place, from the Beis HaMikdash, Vizavachta Bimkarcha Mizoncha. You have to do Shechita. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Ba Kasav Ela Le'esor Bohem Basar Nechira. Different shot. Rabbi Yishmael said that throughout the 40 years, we were not allowed to bring an animal that was not a carbon. And once you go, went into Eretz Yisrael, there is now a heter. A heter of you can bring an animal that is not a carbon. But Rabbi Akiva has the opposite understanding. Throughout the 40 years, we were allowed to do something. What were we allowed to do? We didn't have to do shechita on chulin animals throughout the 40 years. For kachin, there's halacha of shechitas kachin. But for chulin animals, we were allowed to bring chulin animals, but not only were we allowed to shecht chulin animals throughout the 40 years, we didn't have to shecht them. You could do nechira. Nechira just literally means killing the animal by sticking it by his nose and just chopping off his head. Basa nechira. It means killing it any other way than shechita. So they call it nechira. But no, from the nechira are the nostrils. But the pasuk is teaching me that once we went into Eretz Yisrael, now basa nechira is asur. Now you got to do shechita even on your chulin animals. Shebetchilu hutar la basa nechira. Because in the years of the Midbar, they were allowed to have basa nechira. Mishenichnusu la'aretz nesol la basa nechira. Once they went into Eretz Yisrael, it was Asr. V'yachshav shegal yachol yachzru le'heteren harishon. So you might think, once they went out, now will you go back to the original heter? So l'kach sheninu la'olam shochtin. That's the Mishnah. You always have to do shechita. You have to do shechita. So is it a heter? Is it a requirement? So according to Rabbi Akiva, it is a requirement. You have to do shechita. Don't think you go back to the original heter. And this is the shechita of the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Shechita, Dalid, Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches, the Rambam says, Kishah Yisrael b'midbar, lo nitztavu b'shechitas chulin, ela hayu nocharin o shochtin, va'och, whatever, you want to do Shechita, that's fine, but you don't have to. Hayu nocharin o shochtin, v'ochlin kishar ha'goyim, v'nitztavu b'midbar, shekal arotze l'shchot, lo yishchot el l'shlamim. So what the Rambam just say here? The Rambam says, when the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they could do Basar Nechira, they could have Basar Nechira. Right? What does that mean? That is like which Shita? That's like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Next line, Ukishahayu, sorry, Viditztavu Bamidbar, Shekala Rotza Lishchot, Lo Yishchot El Shlamim. What is that like? It's like Rabbi Yishmael. That's a big problem. Big problem on the sheet of the Rambam. Shenamar ish ish bivei sisro v'chulu v'pesach abayin lo manya sheyaviu. He quotes the pesukim. Aval harotzel inchar v'lechem amidro hayanocher v'ochel. Okay, so the Rambam seems to be like Rabbi Akiva, a little modified, but you can try to look at the notes of Kalim here to try to figure out what exactly a sheet is. Umitzvah zu enon hegos ladoros l'babidro b'lvad beis heter nechira. V'nis tavu subshek sheikatsu yisrael te'asar alayim ha'nechira v'lo yochlu chulad el b'shchita. V'yavi shchidu b'chal makam l'olam chus la'azara. Fine, that's the Shita's Ha-Rambam. So it's a little difficult exactly how the Rambam understands the Gemara. There's also, I didn't see on a Hashkafic level, this is how we dash the Psukim. Let's see how the Achronim point out, why should this be? Why should it be that this mitzvah was held back until Knesset L'Aretz? This isn't a mitzvah Tuliyah B'Aretz. What other mitzvah did Bnei Yisrael not have to do in the 40 years? Okay, Mila. Okay, but that was an exception to the rule. Right, the Radak in Sefer Yoshua says, quotes Chazal, that says, there was no Ruach Tzfon is blowing, and therefore that was a healing wind, and therefore it's a sakanas, so they couldn't do the Mila. And Levi was Moser Nefesh, Uvrischa Yinsoru. They did Mila anyway. Okay, but what about Shechita? Why wouldn't this mitzvah kick in? Basa B'chalav kicked in, other Isurim kicked in, Giran Asher for sure. There was already after Mount Torah. So why shouldn't this mitzvah apply? Sorachian, I'm not sure, gotta keep searching. Why this would be that, why you would say, you're right, it's how he darshes the psukim, that's how he gets it. That basa dechir is mutter. But misvara, why should it be that this is different, that the halachot of shchita shouldn't apply until they went into Eretz Yisrael? Okay, kasha. Let's continue. But Mike Miflagi. So what is the machlokas about? What's the nekudas of machlokas? Not in terms of svara, but in terms of just classification. So Rabbi Kiva saw our basar taiva luitzar klal. Rabbi Kiva says throughout the years of the midbar, they were allowed to have basar taiva, non-carbon meat. Right? They were allowed to have it, therefore they were even allowed to do nechira to it. Rabbi Shmuel saw our basar nechira lo ishtari klal. Rabbi Shmuel says only carbons. Only carbonates were allowed in the times of the midbar. So we'll get back to that. Let's just finish a little bit more. Bishlam al Rabbi Ishmael. According to Rabbi Ishmael, Haynu Dechsev, I understand that it says, Vishachat is Ben Abakar. It says, you shall shecht the Ben Abakar. Right? You shall shecht, right? Because Rabbi Ishmael says that you have to shecht. No Nechira. El Rabbi Akiva, my Vishachat. What does it mean, Vishachat? The beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Kachim Shiny. Talk about Kachim. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees you have to shecht Kachim. Right? Just non-Kachim, you don't have to shecht. Bish the mother of Ishmael, Hainu Dechsiv, Hatsonu Vakar Yishachet Lahem. Finally, according to Ishmael, who said, Hatsonu Vakar is Shechted Yishachet Lahem. Right, we had this a couple of weeks ago in the Parsha. Elo Rabbi Akiva, my Hatsonu Vakar Yishachet Lahem. Yinachet Lahem Yibayle. We're not talking about Kachim here. So it should just say they can kill it however they want. So the Gemara has an important line. Nechira Shelahen Zuhi Shchitasan. The Nechira at that time is it shchita? Meaning, what is the translation of shchita in halacha? Shchita doesn't only mean, sometimes it can mean in the more limited sense of what we call shchita. With the five sule shchita, exactly, cutting it, with the rov simanim. I mean, even thinking about it, what does shchita mean? Two simanim or one simon? Well, it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about an animal, it's rov of two simanim. If you're talking about a bird, it's rov of one simon. It's the first mission, the next parak, daf chav zayin. Right? So shchita, even within what we call shchita, can mean different things. But what is the Gemara establishing here? Shchita could mean, in other contexts, how you are to act with this animal. How are you supposed to make it useful to you? Most of the time, it's for eating. So during the years of the Midbar, we're saying, oh, shchita! No, this was the shchita. The Nechira during the 40 years was the Shechita. It says Yishachet Lahem, but what does Shechita mean? Yishachet means how you're supposed to prepare it in order to make it useful for you. Nechira Shalahen Zuhi Shechitasan. Right, and just like we said before, what did we allude to before by fish? What does Chazal say by fish? Asifasan Zuhi Shechitasan. You pick up a fish, you don't have to shecht it. No, not that you don't have to shecht it. Picking it out of the water, that is its Shechita. Asifasan zuhi shchitasan. When it comes to fish, I'll give you three other examples, which we mentioned in the past. Rabbi Yosef Engel in one spot puts this together. What about what we have to do with the seer lazazel? We have to push it off a cliff. Dechiyaso litzuk zuhi shchitasan. Rishonim say Maseches Yuma. Throwing it off the cliff, what kind of shchita is that? The answer is no. Shchita means the destiny of this animal, what I'm supposed to do with it. Lamai nafgamina. Amai, fascinating. Rishonim to deal with it. Later on in Chulin. Right, well, we have a parak later on in Chulin. Fifth parak, Osova Esbino. You're not allowed to shecht a mother and a child on the same day. What if I pushed the seal Azazel off the cliff? Am I allowed to shecht its mother that day?
Not if that's
shechita. So if that's shechita, no way! How would you pull it off the cliff? The answer is no! It's chiyasa letzuk zui shechitasan. Another one. Or, another example, Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, Rabbi Yosef Engel puts this all together. Arifasan zui shechitasan. After I break the back of the neck of the Egla Arufa, that could be Arifasan, Zui Shchidasan, Lamai Nafkamin, Oso Vespino, Kisi Adam, there might be other Nafkaminas. And finally, the last one is Malika. That's where Rabbi Yosef Engel gets into this with. He has a question, how we view Malika's Oaf. Malika's Oaf Kachim, we know we have to use a fingernail instead of a knife, and we have to do it from the back instead of the front, all different cases of Malika. So is Malika called a Shchita? Does that have the status of a Shchita for various Nafkaminas? We know if you do Malika to Chulin, it's possible. You know, if you do Shechita to a carbon oaf, it's possible. So, but is it a Shechita? So, if we have Malika, and we have the Chiyel Atzuk, and we have Arifas Egla, and we have Asifas of a fish, now add to the list right here, Nechira in the Midbar, according to Rabbi Akiva. Right, that goes on the list of items that we do not call Shechita in its minimal sense, but in the larger sense, it might have the status of a Shechita, and that's what the Gemara says here. Okay. Let's continue for a... You know, I'll stop there for a second. I just want to add one other point. If you look on the Pashup Shad of the Psukim, not the Pashup Shad, just what Rashi says, Ki yach Hashem el kechaz gevolcha, kasher dibre alach, v'yamarta och labasar, ki ta'ave nafshecha lach habasar. You say you want to eat meat, ki ta'ave nafshecha, when you have a desire to eat meat. Rashi says, lim detar derech eretz. Remember this, Rashi? Rashi tells us derech eretz. Well, it's been a year. It's Parshas Re'eh. Right? Rashi teaches us derech eretz here. Shelo yisave adam lecho baser elamitoch rechavas yadayim va'osher. Not supposed to always have fleishik three times a day, Rashi says. Right? We're supposed to, when you're in a state of rechava, when you're in a state of, you know, you have everything, you're relaxed. Ki yarchev Hashem elokecha. And then ki ta'ave nafshecha. Right? We're not supposed to always have a desire for meat. Right? That's a Rashi. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam also in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam writes... if anybody wants to know, the regimen of diet and exercise, Perek Dalet and Hilchos Deis. The Rambam discusses this. He said, Rambam says, it's hard to know, you're always supposed to eat till you're two-thirds full. How do you know? It's not always something that we know. Maybe on Shabbos is different. You have a neshama yaseira to fill up too. But not always 100% clear. But the Rambam says, you're supposed to eat till you're two-thirds full, and we're not supposed to always have meat. And when you have meat, he talks about if you have oaf and basar, what you should eat first. The Rambam gives medical advice here. But it's in Hilchos Deis, which means the Rambam has a lot of kisvei refuah. Actually, my father had the school of translating a bunch of them. But if it's in Hilchos Deis, it has more significance even than the kisvei refuah. It's in Mishnah Torah. So there he talks about all the what he thinks. These malachal are good for you. Don't eat too much fatty meat. There are also discusses. We're not supposed to eat overeat in terms of fleishik. Then he adds, interesting, just once we're talking about health. We'll talk about exercise for a minute. The Rambam talks about it. Va'od klal acher amru b'briyas haguf. After he speaks about eating and the Gemara says you're always supposed to walk around right after you eat. A couple of amos. Chafetz Chaim was very mocked about that. He says, "Kol zmach adam misamel v'yageya harbe ve'edo soveya u'meyav rafim." Whenever a person exercises and he doesn't stuff himself and he keeps his intestines loose, ein chali ba'alav. The kocho mischazik, va'afilu achol ma'achalos royim. Right, even if you happen to eat really greasy food, if you do the exercise and we don't overeat, it's all everything's good in moderation. V'kol mishi yoshiv lavetach ve'inu misamel. Sorry, doesn't move, doesn't do any exercise. Omisha mashen akavav. Sorry, does not go to the bathroom when he has to. Omisha meyav kashim. Afilu achol ma'achalos tovim. V'shamar atzma alpia refua kol yomav yu machovim. V'kocho tashish. Doesn't move, even if he eats the proper foods. Deus Perek Dalet. Then all his days are going to be in pain, and he's going to get weak. V'yachila gasa laguf kal adam kimo sam hamaves. V'hu ikir l'chol achaloyim. Overeating, says the Rambam, is the root of all sicknesses. Rav achalam bama la'adam einon ela o mibri ma'achalam roim o mibri mamali bitno. V'ochal achila gasa afilu mima'achalam tovim. Husha Shlomo Amar b'Chachmaso Shomer Piv v'Lashono Shomer Mitzaras Nafsho. So usually that means in the Lashon Hara sense, right? Shomer Piv. The Rambam says it also means take literally. Guard your mouth. Guard our mouth. Klomer Shomer Piv Mileecho Machol Ra O Milizboa V'Lashono Miladaber Ela Bitzrachav. So it means a little of both. That's our Rashi, right? Derech Eretz in terms of when we have to eat meat and the Hilchos Deis. You can look also, not for now, but you can look in the Klei Yakar here. He also discusses how we're only supposed to eat in certain limited settings. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Bishlama. That's six lines up from where they get wine. Bishlama, the Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says again that they were not allowed to eat Basar Nechira. Ever. Rabbi Shmuel says they were only allowed to eat Basar Taiva once they went into Eretz Yisrael. So Bishmal, Rabbi Shmuel, Hainu Ditznan. That's what the Mishnah says later on in Parakisi Adam. As I mentioned on the day of Chulin, Dav Beis, the Masechta is so beautifully organized. Right? Most of Shas, we mentioned this at the Shem Rav Hutner in the past, Moshe of Shas, Dafka, has some areas which are not so well organized. Rav Hutner says something. Why do you have some? You can't learn this Masechta unless you learn a little bit of that Masechta. You can't learn. Sometimes there are sugyas that don't belong where they are. They belong in a different Masechta. Rav Hutner says it's Badafka. Because even after Torah Shebal Peh was written down, they had to keep a little Torah Shebal Peh element to it, so you always need a Rebbe. You always need a Rebbe, as Rav Hutner says. Even Torah Shebal Peh written down has a little Torah Shebal Peh element. And what is this doing here? That's true, but Chulin is so beautifully organized. Every parak is another topic. There's a parak Kisi Adam, all about Kisi Adam. There's a parak of Giranosha. There's a parak of Osov Esbeno. There's a parak of Shiluach Hakam. There's a parak of Zerov Chaim Akeva. Many mitzvahs that everything in Shas about them is right here. So we just quoted something about before about Osov Espinosa, now it's Kisi Adam. Bishlam or Rabbi Shmuel, Heiner Zetzan. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I understand the later Mishnah says in Perak Kisi Adam. Hashoch, Evid Estavel Biyado. What if I do Shechita and I didn't do it properly? It was Estavel. I messed up in the Shechita. Right, maybe one of the Psule Shechita. Or Vahanocher Vahamaaker. Or I am Nocher. I Dafka, don't even try to do Shechita. Or Maaker, I uproot one of the Simonim before I Shecht. So in all these cases, Pater Milchasos. There's only a mitzvah of Kisi Adam by actual Shechita. If I messed up in the Shechita, or if I kill the animal in a different way, there's no mitzvah. Elo Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, Amai Pater Milchasos. According to Rabbi Akiva, we just said, Nechirasan Zuhi Shechitasan. So according to him, Nechira should be a Shechita. So why do, over there, do we say that there's no mitzvah of Kisi Adam by Nechira? Answer, Ho'ol, the Itzar, my very Mistaver. No, it was only Nechiras and Zuish Chitasan only at the moment when it was, you're supposed to do that, before they came into Eretz Yisrael. Right, if I push any other animal off the cliff, I don't have to do Kisui to that animal, because that is only in a certain context. So to hear, it's only in a certain context. Fine. Bishlama, next question. Bishlama, Rabbi Akiva, to Amar Basar Taiva Lu Itzar Klal. According to Rabbi Akiva, I understand. Rabbi Akiva who says they didn't have to only bring Karbanas in the Midbar. Basar Taiva was never Osir. Hainu Dechsev, Ach Asher Ka Asher Ye Achelat Tzviv Es Ho'ayal Kein Tochlanu. Because it says, the third pasuk that we read to start off today, it says, just like you eat Chayos, so do you eat these. It's exactly what it's saying. Just like you have been eating Chayos. Just like everything has been mutter for you all along, so do this is mutter. Elul Rabbi Yishmael, Tzviv Ayal Gufe, Mi Avishari. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, what do you mean just like you ate Tzviv Ayal? You had to bring Karbanos. You gotta bring karbanas, you can't bring an achaya. There's no chaya that's a karban. So what does this mean? Just like you've been eating a tzvi and an ayal. So the Gemara says, no, we don't understand. Kios a rachmana behema, the chazila hakrava. When did Rabbi Yishmael say that in the midbar was asur? That was only by behemas that were ra'i to be hukrav in the Mishkan. Aval chay to the chazila hakrava, lo asur rachmana. Chayas were always mutter. And if chayas were always mutter, so that's what they were able to do shechita on chayas, because those weren't ra'i to be brought for the in the Mishkan. Period. If you look in Tosfos in Yevamos, I think I brought it. Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Aleph, the beginning of Perek Ha'arel. Perek Ha'arel is all about different halachos of Arel. So Tosfos there discusses the same would apply to an Arel in the Mikdash. He would be able to shecht the behema, but he wouldn't be able to eat meat for 40 years. No, because also him, he is not roi to eat a carbon, and Arul's not allowed to eat a carbon, so therefore he would be able to eat chulin. The Yotim Mitzrayim malu paru v'osam achlu kachim. Aval hayilodu b'midbar shalom malu v'lo. And by the way, they were all RLs. Think about it. Oh, an RL. They came out all RLs. Although if you, they didn't get a meal in Mitzrayim, so they have a baser taiva hayu mutarim shlo neser lahem me'achar she'in yichon lechol kachim mi di dahavi at tzviva ayo tehechad lo efshar ba'akrav ashari baser taiva. Tosas is there in Yevamos ayin al from a base quotes our Gemara just like chaya is not a doesn't have to be brought to the is mutter according to Rabbi Shmuel, so too someone who would not have to be able to would not be able to bring a carbon. Fine. Bayer b'yermia. Here we go. Fascinating question. And fascinating discussion of the Rishonim on this question. Just coming today to the daf for this question and this discussion, Dayenu. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. A vare basar nechira shehichnisu Yisrael imahen la'aretz mahu. According to Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Akiva, basar nechira was mutter. You were allowed to just kill animals in the midbar and eat it. What if you had leftovers? What if you had basar nechira leftovers and you came into Eretz Yisrael? Well, you brought it with you. Are you allowed to eat it in Eretz Yisrael? Because now you have to shecht. So what if you have leftovers? So, the Gemara says, before we get to the discussion, let's just read. Amos, what are we talking about? Elema b'sheva shekivshu. We're talking about the first 7 years that they conquered. So, 1 second. Hashta davar tami ishtari luhu. During war years, during wartime, you can even eat treif. Dechsevu batem aleim kol tuv. V'am rabbi yirmei barab amarav kusle techaziri. You can even eat pig if you're on in the battlefield. Basan echiri mi boy. So, you're telling me kosher meat that was not shechted properly, you're allowed to? Of course you're allowed to. So that can't be the shayla of are you allowed to eat basan echira the first 7 years? El acher mikan must be afterwards. I don't know. I guess you froze it for 7 years. gets you frozen for 7 years. Well, we'll talk about it in a second. So lacha mikan, that's the shayla. Or v'bayisema l'olam mashev shekilshu. Or we say maybe it is during the first 7 years. Ki yishtri lhu shlash lo dekachavim. The too low history. And maybe the only heter in war is spoils. Spoils and treif of the non-Jews that you are conquering. That's mutter. But your own non-kosher, maybe it's not allowed. So teku, there is no answer to this question. Rashi says this question is a purely theoretical question. Rashi says, you want to look on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sixth wide line. Sixth wide line of Rashi's second word. Vidrosh v'kabal scharhu. Just darshan and get schar. Shetzrichin anu la'amod al ha'emes v'af al pi shekfar avar. This question has no halakha ramifications. What's difficult is that the Gemara says teku. Where it says teku, it doesn't sound like it's a drosha kabal schar on the what the theoretical question. Teku is usually used as a lamaisa. Number one. Number two, the Gemara itself sometimes asks, when you have this type of question, my dehava have, who cares? Right? The Gemara asked, you know, in Sanhedrin, how many judges are needed to judge an ox that went up on Har Sinai bizman HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there? My dehava have. You know, if somebody makes a ned, you always have this nafkamina. If somebody makes a ned there based on what the halacha is, I promise not to eat meat if the halacha is, if somebody brings basa nechira into an itzasar. So you always have that. But that's Rashi. Drosha kabal schar. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the fine aleph, that there are three cases that there's a machlokas, whether they ever happened or not. Machlokas, right? Baisa menuga, ben sora mora, irani dachas. So according to some days, they did happen, but according to other days, they didn't happen. So that is the, discussion here. But if you look in the Rush right here says, there are nafkaminas. I can't accept Rashi. There are two nafkaminas. What are the two nafkaminas? Says the Rush right here, in the end of Simen Chav Gimel, V'loni hirali, t'davka l'mizbar kroy darshin en afabit shekvar avar, aval akvoa baya b'shas, b'davar she'im bo tzarech lo ashkechan, and therefore nafkamina b'baya zu, l'adam sha'asar atzmo be'echan min haminim mizman yadua ve'elach. Let's say somebody makes a nether not to eat hamburgers, and you have a hamburger that was from beforehand that he already prepared. Similar type of question. Inami, or what happens if somebody lives at a time when Bezdin Asr something? All of a sudden Bezdin gets up and says, this is Asr, right? Gvinas Akum, Bishal Akum. And let's say, right when Bezdin made that Isr, you had stuff from beforehand. Right? It happens, I don't know, let's say you bought something and all of a sudden somebody says, it's not the same exact case. Right, we're not using the store, or we're not using that hashkacha anymore, because public piles, we're not using it. And you already bought stuff already. Right, so do you have to... So, that's the nafkamina. Right, something that was mutter, and now it becomes usr, says the Rush. That's the nafkamina. Based on this, the Nodebi Yehuda and others... The Yehuda has a halachic shayla based on this rush. Based on this rush. A couple of questions. What happens? Yesh Omrim. Some say this is the questioner to the Nodeb Yehuda. Shemisha yagar b'makam shenagu heter b'chemesh al nachri. Let's say you live in a place where they act lakula. They hold something as much, and then you moved somewhere. So is that a parallel case? I don't know. Let's say Pas Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, many pasakum. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very... not common. Right? Almost everything is Pas Yisrael. Or Chol of Yisrael, literally. Not just the Chol of Yisrael of Rav Moshe. So let's say you go from one place to another place and you have your leftovers. So again, all of these cases, do we say that Lamaisa, the Rush is a good, that this is the question. Or, the Shem Sinai Balacha quotes in Yonah Diyoma. I'll quote it for you. Some poskim say, where is it? I have it here. One second. Let me find where he talks about it. Says the post can point out that we know that during the 9 days we don't eat meat. We don't eat meat during the 9 days. Yesh mekilin lechol basar mevushal shenish tayer misud Shabbos. And some quote the Rosh Azariah. It's leftovers. It was mutter b'shas Shabbos when you prepared it, and then now it's leftovers. Uve proper davar zesh einu ela minog v'kivin del lifshita bayaz lina lakula. The Birkei Yosef quotes this in Hilchas Tishas Yamim in the Halachas of the 9 days. It all goes back on this Rashi who argues with Rashi whether this is a lamaisa question or not. Okay. So there's just one final quiet point, and then we'll continue. The Tzlach in the commentary here, not the Nodeb Yehuda, the Tzlach says, why didn't the Gemara ask the question about Matan Torah? You only is going into Eretz Yisrael Basar Nechira. What about all the meat they had before Matan Torah? Before Matan Torah, they were allowed to eat treif. for my Torah. So why dafka didn't we ask? Just leave that as a tzarachian. Why we dafka asked by the basar nechira going into Eretz Yisrael and not pre and post Matan Torah? You can say because beforehand it was, that's a different type of, you know, qualitatively different jump, you know, before and after Matan Torah. That's, by the way, the Meshech Chachma quotes the time of Matan Torah as a raya for Gershon is Gaia Kan Shenola Dami. It's a fascinating ha'ara the Chassam Sofer makes. Gershon is Gaia Kan Shenola Dami. The Gemara says it in Yevamis. No makar is given in Shas. Gershon is Gaia Kan Shenola Dami. He's not related. He's like a baby boy. Two brothers that convert, they're not related to each other. Gershon is Gaia Kan Shenola Dami. What is the source for that halacha? Chassam Sofer leaves it at Tzarachian. I don't know. Because the Gemara does not quote a makar. The Meshech Chachma says, I'll tell you the makar. Shuvu lachem la'ahaleichem. After Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, go back to your wives. Go back to your wives. Some of them, they just got new laws of Arayas. Moshe's parents, they were allowed to go back to each other. Right? Moshe's parents were aunt and nephew. An uncle can marry a niece, but an aunt can't marry a nephew. Amar ben Yocheved. Right, so Shuvu lachem, how could everybody go back? Must be Gershon is Gaia Kan Shenola Dami. That's what the Meshech Chachma proves from that pasuk in Veschanan. That's on that pasuk. That's what he says is the source for Gershon is Gaia. Okay, but that's related to what the Slach points out in our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbah Shani. So best. So what did we do the past 25 lines? We explained the words La'olam Shochtin. Hakol Shochtin in the Mishnah means even birds. La'olam Shochtin means even. After you go into Galus. And what about the third line now? Amar Rava, Shanita Hakol Shochtin La'olam Shochtin. Bakol Shochtin, my Mashnislay. What about the third phrase? Bakol Shochtin, what is that referring to? The Chitema, Bein Betzur, Bein Beschuches, Bein Bekomis Shalkana. And if you want to say it refers to what you could use to do Shchita with, Hadum Yedahanakhtani. But don't you need to say that all three phrases are referring to the same item? The Shochet, meaning the Gavra, or the chefs of the animal, and here the first two referring to the shochet. Ihanach b'shochten, haninami b'shochten. Ihanach b'nishchaten, haninami b'nishchaten. How could you say the first two phrases are talking about shechters, right? We're talking about, we're talking about the nishchaten, we're talking about birds, and we're talking about what could be shechted. And now the third one is that, you know, what you use, the gavra, it's not parallel. So the Gemara says, okay, El Amar Rava, change everything we said. Hakol Shochtin, maybe everything could be about the Shochtin. Hakol Shochtin, Chadalasu Yakusi, Chadalasu Yisrael Mumar. Right, well, we discussed the first couple of blot. Right, maybe Hakol Shochtin includes a Kusi before they made the Gzeira against the Kusim, and includes a Yisrael Mumar, a Yisrael who is a Mumar Lite Avon, according to some Amoraim, that he just, does Averis when it's convenient for him, but not because Lahachis. La'olam Shochtin means Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. La'olam means day or night. Meaning what? This was Shabbos' daf. As long as you have a torch, as long as it's light, you can't do it in the dark. Bein Barosh Agag, Bein Barosh Asfina, and you can do it wherever you want, on the top of the roof, on the top, on the head of the ship, which we will get to on later dafim. That there are some cases that are usher because it looks like somebody's doing it l'avodah zara, the sar of the mayim. But here, if not, we don't have the chashash here. And finally, the third phrase, Bakol Shochtim, Bein Betzur, Bein Betzchuches, Bein Mekomer Shalkana. So they're all talking about the Shochtim and not the Nishchatim. Fine. Continuing. So now we get into different, the next Amud now is all about different types of knives and different types of pegimos. So, chutz, mimago, katzir, bahamagera. The Mishnah on yesterday's daf said, one is allowed to use a knife which on one side is smooth and the other side has pegimos, has bumps, because we're not goes there that you might come to use the other one. But if it has pegimos on the knife, so then you're not allowed to use it. That's the Mago Katzer and the Megera. Avua de Shmuel, Pagam Vishadar, Pagam Vishadar. The father of Shmuel was not sure exactly what constituted a pagima, a bump. So therefore, he broke certain knives and he sent it to Eretz Yisrael to ask, what about this knife? What about this knife? What about that knife? He was asking Kashas, Pagam Vishadar. Shochule, they sent back to him, Kimagera Shaninu. The problem is when you have like a saw. What's like a saw? Rashi explains when there are two points. When there are two points, let's say you have a knife that it goes down. There's like a V, it goes down. So if you run your fingernail or you run anything along the top surface of the knife, so it's going to get to two points. That's the problem. When there are two points, there's a problem. If there's only one point, as we'll see, it's not a problem because you can just check the other way without getting to the point. But if you have two points, you know for sure it's going to get caught, and we'll see more soon. So that is the problem. Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Sakin Sheishba Pagimos Harbe Tito Kimagera, a knife that has a lot of Pagimos, even in one direction, treat it like a Suah. because if it has a lot of pegimos, it is still a problem. And if it only has one pegima, ogeres psula misuchseches kshera. Ogeres is possible. That means it has in both directions. Two, misuchseches, it only has in one direction, kosher. Heichidami ogeres, heichidami misuchseches. What's the difference? Amr Eliezer, ogeres mishtei ruchos misuchseches miruach achas. Ogeres is from two sides, so you know that's more of a problem, and misuchseches is from one side. I remember when I was learning for Rav Shachter's Kollel, so there were certain questions that he said Rav Shachter loved to ask, to get into his Kollel, to get into Kollel Elyon. So one of them, he says, was, tell me, what is Ogeris, Bogeris, and Grogeris? Right, those are the three. So the Bogeris and Grogeris are more common. Bogeris is after a girl's an hour when she's 12 and a half, and Grogeris is the size of Shear for Shabbos, for others, but Ogeris is the one that's not so famous. That's right here. It's Psul Shrita, right? Psul the knife when it has the Psul in both cases. Ogeris, Bogeris, and Grogeris. So that's this. So Maishna, there's something else to say, but let's just continue for a minute. So Maishna, Mishtei Ruchos. Why is there a problem using a knife with two blades in the opposite directions? Demursha kama machlish umursha basra baza. Because what do I think when there are two points? As I shecht, the first point that hits the animal is going to break the skin. The second point is going to rip the simen. That's why two are a problem. The first point is going to rip the skin, and the second one is going to cut instead of going back and forth. So meiruach achas nami. So why aren't you worried even by if there's only one? Churfa de sakina machlish. The weight of the knife itself, even if the pressure of the knife, even if you don't have a point there, the weight of the knife will deepen and break the skin. And morsha baza. So even if you only have one point, so why is it okay to use even one? So the Gemara answers: dekai maresha de sakina. Maybe the point is at the tip of the knife. So right away, that point breaks the skin, and there's no other point to later on break the simen. That's when it's kosher. That's when it's kosher. But if you only have one in the middle, it's also not kosher. It also would be a problem. So Gemara says, 1 second. Sof. Ki azla machlasha ki asabaza. But the same thing. Even when the point goes at the beginning, it's going to break the skin, and the rest of the weight, ki asabaza, is going to, when you go back and forth, it's going to catch it. So kagosha holafalo hevi, you're right. The only case that's kosher is if the point is on the tip of the knife and you only go in one direction. That's the only case is that that misuchseches would be okay. Period. Stop there for a minute. So a fascinating discussion in the Sharam Sena Balacha quotes a medrash and a Vardal Chassam Sofer on the medrash. Medrash says, Lo asil lavo hakadosh baruch hu yishchot shor habar b'snapiro shelov yasan. Medrash says that Lashon Lavo hakadosh baruch hu is going to shecht, I guess in that famous Su'udah that the Gemara Pesachim talks about, that who's going to bench at that Su'udah, right? The Levyasin Su'udah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take an ox and he's going to shecht it with the scale of the Levyasin, the snapir of the Levyasin. That's the Medrash. So the Sharam Sena Balacha quotes that the Tzaddikim ask on Tznanin Shochted B'Megeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You're not allowed to shecht. The scale is not going to be a smooth, it's going to have bumps. Ayin shochtim b'megeira, and that medrash answers. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry. This is all the medrash. Vayitbu atzadikim hotznanin shochtim b'megeira. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yashiv lahem Torah chadasha meiti teitze. That's the phrase. A new Torah will come forth for me. What does that mean? That the halacha is going to change? Halacha is going to change. Lasi lavo. So the Chassam Sofer says no. The Chassam Sofer says, Hariana nami, im efsha lo lomer bari lish lo negativ lo karati. If we would use a problematic knife, but we would be able to see bari lanu that we shechted it properly, we would also be able to trust it. The problem is, if we use that kind of knife, we can't say that bari li. Kodesh Baruch Hu could say it. Kodesh Baruch Hu could say it. That's the lashon. Torah chadasha me'iti teitzei. But it's from me, you can trust me. Bari li. So therefore, even if it's a knife that's problematic, v'afilu mamar lo ma'amnina lei and others, aval Kodesh Baruch Hu sheyishkod ba'atzmo yuchol lomar bari li. V'hayinu Torah chadasha me'iti teitzei. Dafka me'iti. He says that's the medrash that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to shecht the shor habor with the snapir shel of yasan. Okay, let's go weiter. Amar Rava. Gimel midos besaken. There are three types of knives that we're talking about. Ogeres lo yishchod v'mshachash klas apsula. Ogeres is the worst. You can't use it, and if you did it, it's a pasul shchita because it has two blades. Misuchseches lo yishchod b'lachadchila. One side you shouldn't do lachadchila. Why? Because you might go back and forth. It might not be on the edge. V'mshachash klas oksheira. But if you did, it's okay. Olev yored. What's olev yored? If it's not a smooth knife, what is this? It doesn't have a specific jutting edge, but Rashi explains maybe it had a problematic edge, but then you sanded down the rest of the knife, so it's not as deep of a point. So it kind of just goes down and up. So in that case, b'sakin shochim b'lachanchila, that's okay, even lachanchila. Amalei refuna b'reid rav nechem yiler rav ashi, amart klan mishmeid de rava musuchseches psula. You told us the name of Rava that musuchseches is pasul. V'ha tanya musuchseches ksheira. And this price says the musuchseches is kosher. If it only has one blade. So lo kasha, kasha olaf hevi, kasha olaf lo hevi. If you went back and forth is a problem. If you just go in one direction, it's okay. Amalei rav acha b'reid rav avya l'rav ashi, dam yilasasa amai. Rashi explains, what if it's bumpy, but it doesn't have specific edges on it? It's just a bumpy knife. So, Amarle, man yov lan mi bisrei v'achlinan. Oh, just give me the meat. He's not only saying it's mutter, but he's saying, I would eat from it. I would eat from it. That's always a posek going one step further. Sometimes he asks a posek, you know, is it mutter? Yeah. Would you eat it? Then you know they're heeing and hawing. So, you know, if they say they would eat it, that's dafka the ultimate. Period. Amar Rav Chisda, Vaiter. Minayin l'b'dikas sakka min haTorah. How do we know that you have to check the knife mid'oraisa? I know there's a concept of checking the knife. Shneamar ushchatsem bazeh va'achaltem. You shall check it with this, and you shall eat it. With this means the knife. Is it interesting that we're trying to find b'dikas sakka min haTorah? We quote a pasuk from Shmuel. It's interesting, right? So min haTorah here might not be min haTorah. Right, but it says here, right, about pasuk from Shmuel. So Gemara says, Pshita. What do you mean? You need a pasuk to tell me you have to check the knife? Kivan, the chinok of trefa by badika. If you don't check it properly, and it's a trefa, right, trefas are tref, hence the word. And therefore, of course, you have to check the knife. Even if you don't have a pasuk to tell me, if you check it with a sakin that has a begima, it's going to make it a trefa. So what do you need a pasuk to teach me this? The Gemara answers, lo chacham ka'amrina. No, we're talking about, we had this once earlier, alluded to, no, you have to check, you have to take it to a chacham to check. And we said the chacham shouldn't be mochel on his covet. As I just said, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not a real din, showing it to a chacham, that's just to show covet at the chacham. Mi de rabbanon. You're right. It's really din de rabbanon to show it to the chacham. Maybe that's how, also the sefer from the pasuk from Shmuel. And the pasuk is just an asmachta b'yalma. It's an important Magen Mishnah, has one line in Hilchos Shechita. The Magen Mishnah says, quotes the Ravid, in Aleph Chavav in Shechita. Where's my Shechita? One second. Where's my, here it is, the one that's open. Shechita in Aleph Chavav, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ravid as saying, let me just find it, if not, calls a... Aleph Chavav, one sec, let me just find it for a second. Where is the Ravid? Because of our Ravid. Shatam she'etzrichu bezos ha-mitzvah l'chacham, yosem mi-mitzvah z'acheres. Why here by Shechita? You have to show it to a chacham. Why not by asiyas tzitzis v'tfilin? You have to show your tzitzis, also you make tzitzis. You have to show it to a chacham, make sure you did it right. Why not by Shechita? Mipnei, well you could say, because here there's an isser staring at you in the face. Right, there's treif. If you wear the wrong tzitzis, okay, you're wearing a bag of dollar confidence without the proper tzitzis. Okay, that's pretty bad. But it's a bitl asay. It's an isser asay. It's a mamish alos asay. Tfilin. You're wearing the wrong tfilin. You're being mevatel asay. Okay, but the rabbi asked that. Mebnei shetzorach lofanos hamachshava hetev b'shas bedika. Because this is much harder. Kadesha yargish bepegima. Sharyanu roin. Peguma. Ein zekiim roa lev shepanel dramacherim. Or mebnei shetzorach iin gadol v'havi kamo hora'a chashju lazeh. It's very hard. You might feel a pagam now and not feel it next time. So because it's so hard and the stakes are higher, that's why you have to show it to a chacham. Okay, that's the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shechita. In the Ber Hetev, in the beginning of Yoredei and Simin Beis, says you don't make a bracha b'dika sakin though. Even though it's a special din to Rabbana now, you don't make a bracha b'dika sakin. You could say because it's not the final stage of the mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on final stages of mitzvahs. You don't make a bracha when you tie on tzitzis either, or when you're right filling. Right, ena siyasa gemar mitzvasa, gemar menachas. Okay, let's go weiter. B'ma'arava batkile b'shimsha. In the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to check it by the sun. They used to check the knife in the sun. They put it in the sun to see if they could see the begimus. B'naharda batkile b'maya. In Naharda, they rubbed it on water and they saw if the wave current was was smooth or if it was bumpy. Rav Sheshes batkile b'reish l'shnei. Rav Sheshes used his tongue. Rav Sheshes used his tongue. Why did he use his tongue? Because he was blind. He couldn't use the sun or the water. Rav Sheshes used his tongue. Rav Achar bar Yaakov, Badak la b'chut asayra. Well, we'll get to that. Maybe the singer too. Ravacha batak, he used his a hair. Bisura amri, bisra achla, bisra levatka. In Surah they said, hey, it's to get meat to be eaten, so you should check it with flesh. Meaning, if it's all about cutting flesh, you check with flesh. Is that what you said? You should check it with the flesh, maybe with a finger. Amar Papa, tzricha badika abisra viatufra. You need to check it on your flesh and on your fingernail. And let's read it. Va'atrei gisni varavatzlasa ruchsa. You have to check it on a softer surface or a harder surface. Tosfa says because one of the simanim is harder, the bisra is because of the veshet, and the tufra is because of the kana. You have to check it on a fingernail and on flesh so that you see if it, because some pgimas only come out on harder surfaces, some only on softer surfaces. So you have to check it on both harder and softer. That's the Tosas explaining Rav Papa. Amale Ravina Luravashi. Amalan Rav Sama Breder of Misharshi. Mishmech. Right, Rav Sama said in your name, Damat Lamish made the Rava, Tsuicha Badika, Bishra Tufra Vatlas Ruchsa. Right, he said in your name, in that you said in the name of Rava, you have to check on your flesh, on the fingernail, and on all the sides. I didn't mention that earlier. Tlasa ruchsa means on the sides of the knife also, not just on the point of the blade of the knife. Armaleya, bisra tufra amri, vaslasa ruchsa lo amri. You got it wrong. I only said the first two. Two out of three. Ikada amri or abisra tufra vatlasa ruchsa amri. I said all three, which made the Rava lo amri. But I didn't say it in the name of Rava. I didn't say the name. I said it myself. I didn't say it in the name of Rava. Okay, two versions. Ravina v'Ravacha b'rei d'Rava haviyasi kamei d'Ravashi. They were once sitting there. Isu sakan l'kamei d'Ravashi l'badka. They brought a sakan in front of the Rebbe, in front of Ravashi to check it. Amar leil Ravacha b'rei d'Rava bidka. He said to his student, "You check it." He was testing him. You check it. Badka atufra v'abisra atlasa ruchsa, and he checked it in all three ways: with his flesh, with a fingernail, and on all the sides. Amar leil Yaisher. He said shkoyach. Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana also said that you have to do all three. Rav Yemar Omar, Atufra Vabisra Tzricha, Atlas Ruchasa, Atlas Ruchasa Lo Tzricha. You don't have to check the sides. Why? We had a Gemara already about this. Mila Omar, Abzer Omar Shmuel, didn't we have earlier on Daf Ches? Li Bein Sakit Veshachar Bashkidasok Sheira. If I make a knife burning hot and I shecht with it, it's okay. Why? Shechiduda kodem lelibuna. Because I say that the sharp blade of the knife cuts before the heat of the knife cuts. Vikashalan, and we asked there how you could start them, but what about the sides of the knife, which you don't have the blade? Shouldn't that burn the simanim before you get to rov? V'yamrina, and we said there, Pesa shechita mevach ravach. No, the second that you cut, it's flexible and it jumps out, and therefore the sides of the knife don't touch the simanim. Sachanami, Pesa shechita mevach ravach. So to here I could say that the sides of the shechita jump out, and one doesn't have to check the size of the knife because both sides do not touch the simanim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue again today's shir, and this week's shir is sponsored by the Eisen family in honor of their 18th wedding anniversary. We wish them a great Mazel Tov. Parsha shir tonight, OU.org.